My VHF, UHF station is all Clegg equipment. I run the Clegg Interceptor and Zeus on 2 meter AM. And I've got the Venus and the Apollo Linear for a 6 meter sideband. And pretty much my receivers are it's an R390 and an R390A. The Drake R4B system here for sideband, which doesn't get used more than once or twice a year. Pretty much we fire it up and use it just to exercise the caps in the rig. So I don't subscribe to the solid state at all, but being a realist and over the last 8 years to develop the sound and put the station together, I had a complete tube lineup, including a tube mixer. Old Gates mixer. And was not happy. Was not happy with the sound. Couldn't get what I wanted. And as soon as I went to solid state, older solid state, we seemed to have
filled the niche.
So we've gone with solid state up to the grids, and then we go back to tube stuff. Band held up really well that time. In fact, I've got you. I ran some more tape on you here. I'm just going to make sure my assignments are correct. They look good.
Control components. Get it on the air and get it running. And then the step two will be to replace the 11s with something else, probably 572Bs. See what that does, and if I'm not satisfied with that, I'm going to go to the parallel panels. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how ambitious I want to get in terms of solid-state audio drivers. Though the low-level audio will be coming from the program audio system or program audio chain, which will consist of a pair of M67 mixers, the various processors. If I can pick up an equalizer, I will. I'll put that in the chain. If not, well, that's fine.
Yeah, it gives you an idea. The band, as the band waves its way up and down there. But it is, it's holding in. I hear my neighbor Jerry up band a little bit. He's just north of me. I'm south of the city of Syracuse. He's north of the city of Syracuse, up in Liverpool. Just a bit up band there. Well, it's a great hobby. I like the old stuff. I like playing around with the old stuff.